It's Monday, June 5th, 2017, at 6 p.m., and I am calling this public hearing to order. And present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanum, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, and myself, Mary Westfall. Mr. Mishka has a conflict and is excused this evening. Additionally, from administration is the Law Director, Mrs. Brining, Service Director, Mr. Aller, Economic Development Director, Mr. Sanford, Clerk of Council, Mrs. Booker, and joining us this evening as well, Mayor Stow. Tonight we will be considering public input on three items, which will be discussed in the following order. First, there will be a zoning ordinance amendment on application number PD-1-2017, seeking to amend the existing planned development property at 5142 Alexis Road. Second, we'll be looking at ordinance number 27-2017, amending the planning and zoning code by creating chapter 1143-B5 for office, residential, and retail district. And third, a zoning ordinance amendment on application ZA1-2017, seeking a zoning change from B3 to B5 for the SOMO property. So let's get this hearing going. At this time, we welcome public input on PD-1-2017, Zoning Ordinance Amendment Application Number PD-2017, a request from Mercurio Developers for an amendment to an approved planned development for property located at 5142 West Alexis in Sylvania. This has been before us before, and it's once again here due to a change in the planned development, and the changes to that plan have resulted in a decrease in density from the previously approved plan, as well as consideration that one of the changes includes the removal of residential units above the commercial units in the front of the property. Since it's a planned development, it is required to come back here for approval. This was referred to the Municipal Planning Commission and discussed at their regular meeting on April 12th, and the Planning Commission approved the change, and the motion passed by a 5-0 vote. So with that, I'm going to ask if Mrs. Brining has anything else to add.
I don't, Mrs. Brining.
Okay. And with that, we'll let the Mercurio's representative, Mr. Fell, present to us. Mr. Feller, present his thoughts. Thank you very much. So now at this time, we would entertain anyone who would like to speak in favor for this. And I think that only...
I would just like, could you show me exactly what you're...
You know what, could you come to the microphone and share your name and your address just for the record?
I'm disappointed because at the last meeting we asked Mr. Curio some of those more mature trees that are right by our property, you think there's any chance that maybe we could keep some of those? And he said, we'll see. The week of Thanksgiving, the trees are coming down. I am immediately on the phone to Mr. Mercurio. I thought you were giving us a variance. No, we're going right to the property line. That's what everybody does. Once again, maybe I misunderstood, but I'm a little disappointed in that right there. And then now, there's a fence in my backyard. He's telling me he's going to charge $900 to $1,000 a month rent. Come look at the fence that's in my backyard. There are several of the slats that are already warped. It's only been there since, I'm trying to think, when they took the trees down the week of Thanksgiving and maybe that next week. And I think that fence went up sometime around then. So I don't know if that's the permanent fence, but it looks ugly from my side. I just don't understand exactly, or I'm kind of worried about what is he going to build if I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, but I'm just a little bit disappointed because I felt like we were kind of, I don't know the word to use, but I'm like, at least I'd like to know about that fence too. I think that's, unless you think it's a very fence, I don't know. But is that the fence that was proposed to be?
Mrs. Woods, thank you very much. And Mr. Mercurio, if you'd like to respond. And if you'd just introduce yourself first.
Joe Mercurio, President of Mercurio Developers. What we did speak of was a 20-foot setback from the rear of the house to your property line. It didn't have anything with us giving you additional property and us moving the fence 20 foot onto our property and giving you 20 foot. There was a total misunderstanding. When I said we are talking about a setback from the rear of the house to the back property line.
I think the drawing shows a 30 foot setback.
Or 30 foot, okay. Okay. So it is 30 foot, but thank you. And the fence, we paid a professional fence installer to come up and install it. It's board to board. And the good side is on their side, not on our side. So I can, if something's wrong with it, we just paid for it a couple months ago. I'd like them to come out and fix it, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't think there was anyone else here for comment. You've got another comment, Mrs. Woods?
I guess my point is that if the fence is already warping in this short of time, what is, I talked to the fence people when they were putting it up. I was out there when you guys took all the trees down. We've been kind of proactive in talking to those people. Not that it really helps, I don't mean it like that, but when I'm seeing the slats like this, if I'm looking at the fence, how often, what's he going to do every time? He's going to come out and put another slat? I just think it's, I don't know, either a poor fence or
You know, Mrs. Woods, I do think that Mr. Mercurio said he would take a look at that fence, and I'm not sure that we can finalize that decision for you today. I think that we're really looking at the zoning and the zoning change. Okay. So I think you might have a conversation with Mr. Mercurio on that.
Okay.
Is there anyone else here in this room to speak on behalf of this particular plan development, either in favor or opposed? Hearing nothing, is there any member of City Council that would like to have any has questions or would like further dialogue?
Mary, just for the record, what's the plan moving forward with this project now? I know you've waited until we were able to get the zoning squared away, but when do you expect to begin construction? What's your completion estimate and so on?
Well, we have the construction plans in for approval, so hopefully as soon as we get this, we'll get the plan approved by staff.
Right. Right away?
Okay. Yeah.
How long is it going to take before?
Construction of the road and utilities, I'm guessing, is probably going to take 3 or 4 months, maybe. I don't know about the houses.
That's about right.
Since we've gotten back a little further in the season, mm-hmm. and asphalt, of course, season. We're probably going to be able to this year accomplish getting the underground improvements in and maybe stone for the driveway, and then probably come back in the spring when the temperature's a little bit warmer and we can install the asphalt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, I would just encourage Mr. Mercurio to make good on his offer with the neighbors to make good on the fence. And if there's any problems, I'm sure you'll keep us posted, right? Thank you.
I know that there is legislation prepared to advance this to City Council this evening if there's interest from council members.
I'm ready to act on this.
So would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I move that we refer PD 1-2017 to council for action and approval this evening.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that PD 1-2017 be advanced to City Council this evening. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. And now we're going to take a brief break to allow for the reset of the system, and we'll move into our next action.